You know the Lord is kind to those who control the senses and mind. But seeing you so thin and so poorly dressed makes me very anxious and distressed.
My dear wife, I do understand that your only wish is to please your husband. But I am a Brahmin, and I shouldn't waste my time trying to get on in material life.
Oh, please, I beg you, go and see the Lord Krishna, who's the shelter and friend of the poor. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune, and will surely benedict you with a boon.
I understand, but we can't enjoy more happiness than destiny affords. Our position, it's the mercy of the Lord. And you know that a devotee must depend on Lord Hari, who cuts the binding ropes of misery.
Oh, husband, you're a selfless devotee. As Lord Sri Krishna is your only sanctuary, I know you don't care for opulence and wealth, but at least you must maintain good health.
Oh, Devi, why do you go on so insistently? Why can't you just accept our poverty? And yet my heart is softened by your humble plea. So I'll go just to put your mind at ease.
I'm so glad that you're going to see your friend.
Please get me something that I can present him. How wonderful, after all these years, to see my friend and Lord
Krishna, who's a friend of the poor.
He is the husband of the goddess of fortune.
Surely
I'm going to see him very soon.
We didn't have anything except...
Yes?
A few palmfuls of chipped rice I'd begged from the neighbours.
Devi, how can I offer chipped rice to the Supreme Lord?
Krishna is very merciful. He'll understand.
It is so embarrassing.
But what else can we do?
Nothing, I suppose. Well, I'll be on my way then. Jai Sri Krishna.
Jai Sri Krishna.
After Sudama bid farewell to home and wife, he set off on his journey with the bundle of chipped rice. And as he went, he thought always of Krishna's lotus feet. Knowing when he sees his Lord, his life would be complete.